Sid, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 20. It's Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, as usual, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. Whether you're a new listener or you tuned in before, welcome aboard. It's January 14th, so that means happy 2006, everyone. This is the first show I've done this year. Trying to get back in the swing of things, I've noticed that there seems to have been a general sort of extended Christmas holiday in the podcasting community overall, but I just noticed that there's been new episodes out by the Retro Bits podcast, and I think I pulled in an episode of the PC Engine City as well earlier today, so it's good to be back. On today's show, we've got the usual bunch. It's some catching up on recent remix releases on RKO, some sneak previews of upcoming releases from the upload queue, one of those smooth sets from the C64, listener feedback, and in the news today, the Takeaway gets airplay on a bus in Sweden. Rob Hubbard returns to the Sid chip, and much more, so stay tuned, it's gonna be great. First up, already playing in the background, it's Endrodi Gabor, Armageddon Man, Orchestral for a Cello.
Thank you.
Roddy Gabor there, followed by Richard Wrynn, also known as Deke. That's his tune from the Commodore 64 called Weebles. Now, in the news this time around, just catching up since last time, which was the last show was on December 23rd or something, just before the deadline. Well, just after the deadline, actually, sorry. Something sprung to my attention, namely that on December 21st, there was the announcement of some free MP3s from the two Visa Roadster CDs, which has been put up by C64HQ.com and Visa Roadster. They give you a total of 8 free MP3s from the two albums Commodore 64 Vocally, and the second one, Ready Vocally 2, by, of course, by Visa Roadster. Brilliant albums, and if you haven't gotten them already and haven't listened to the stuff that I've played before, you can now grab those 8 files and download those and give them a spin. And if you like what you hear, support the artist and purchase the albums. Also happening in December, just in time for Christmas actually, on December 24th, the High Voltage Set Collection got its update number 44. The HVSC is of course the, as I said, the High Voltage Set Collection, an ongoing project to collect every single piece of music that's ever been released on the C64. And they're actually, they're doing a bloody good job, because they're now up to 31,330 files, and several of those actually hold more than one tune. So the real number of tunes in the collection is probably way a fair bit higher than that. This update contains, among other things, 620 new SIDs. The day after, on December 25th, on I believe on Boxing Day, if you're in the UK, Artura gets airplay on the Irish Music Podcast. Artura is, of course, the remake of the tune Artura by Ben Dalglish on the 64. The remake is made by Mackie, and it's well, it's Irish style-y. It's very merry. And Maggie managed to get some airplay on a non-C64 show out there, so brilliant. The show to grab, to get a listen, is show 7 that came out on December 25th. And if you want to skip straight to the really good stuff, that is to say Artura, you head around 43 minutes in, skip to that. And they introduce the track, play the track, and then chat a bit about it afterwards. I'll, of course, have the links in the show notes, but if you want it now, it's www.irishmusicpodcast.com. And, ladies and gentlemen, cue drum roll. No, I haven't got a sound effects bank, so you have to imagine a drum roll. Rob Hubbard returns to the SID. Well, kind of, sort of, as a Quadracid sound bank, really. Quadracid is a SID emulator that plugs into your favorite VST 2.0 compliant music package, whatever that means. I'm not a musician. I don't know about these things. I'm just a happy consumer. Anyway, I'm rambling. This allows you, of course, to have SID goodness in your music, and it comes packaged with presets by Chris Hwelsbeck, who used to do stuff on the Commodore 64, and our own DHS from the Soundwavers have produced presets for it as well. But that's just for the basic package. Now, now you can get, as if that wasn't enough, Rob Hubbard has now created his own sound bank for Quadracid that you can use. It's 128 presets in total, and appropriately named Rob Hubbard's Return. So check out refx.net. That's refx.net for ordering details, the complete list of presets, and a little demo MP3 of what it all sounds like. And that's basically it for the news in remixing. For the news in C64 takeaway-ism, whatever you call it. I'm trying to get back on schedule. I had a lot of things happening in my life up to Christmas in December. I haven't really talked much about those things, but I've been for the past 6 months. Well, for the 6 months leading up to December 9th, I've been on a course thing, a training course, and getting myself a load of certifications, 4 of them in total, actually, and I managed to bag the last one on December 9th. Then do a bit of this, a bit of that, catch up on some things around the house, and now I've got a job, yeah. So I've been employed for the past 2 weeks, and been coding some web applications and having good fun at that. So that kind of explains things, I hope. I'm, of course, trying to get myself back on schedule. I'm doing this show today, on Saturday, and hopefully get it listened to and checked and make sure everything's all right and get it out to you on Sunday. And then I've got scheduled an appointment with myself next Saturday, that is to say on January 21st, where I'll hopefully do show 21. So that should hopefully get things back to the weekly schedule that I once had. Otherwise, I'll if that turns out to be too much, I'll try going back to bi-weekly format. Anyway, I've also got a bit of new hardware for doing these podcasts. It's not much, really. It's basically just a little standard remote for the iPod, which means that for those of you that don't know, the way I'm putting in the music and the way I'm actually recording all this is I've got a mixer hooked up to the computer and then a microphone into the mixer and then my iPod into the mixer as well. So I'm doing everything in one take. And since I've got a third generation iPod, that's actually a bit hard to control that one while you're shuffling your notes and you're watching the input levels and everything. So I've gone and treated myself to one of the little remote controls, which means that now I can just start and stop the music as I please, which is always nice. So, enough of me rambling. Sorry for me going on a bit there, but I haven't done one of these in, 3 weeks now, and I need to get back in the swing of things. And what better way to do that than play a bit of music? This is coming up now. It's Kronblom, one of my favorites. It's a Geomatrix schizophonic version. run blooming tastic that. Whoops, sorry about that. That was, of course, the first time I managed to hit the wrong button on the remote control. That is to say, I didn't hit the pause button quick enough. But don't worry, I'll get around to I'll get used to it. Oh, I'm not really doing a good job here on the first podcast of the year. Anyway, I think I've got something here that'll make up for it for you. It's a track currently sitting in the RKO upload queue. It might actually be published by the time you're hearing this, but for the moment it's sitting in the RKO upload queue. It's Tocofondo. It's Ocean Loader 3, Taking It Easy remix. And when you hear it, I'm sure you'll understand what the Taking It Easy about is all about. Here it is. Tocofondo, Ocean Loader 3, Taking It Easy. Very nice mellow acoustic to guitars there, and that's all it takes to produce a killer remix. Time for some feedback. There's a bit of it, so bear with me. We'll get through it together. There's a lot of new Frapper pins up. There's, last I checked, there was 60 in total, and more coming in almost every day. Sinjin Pervin in Texas says, hi from the state that melts C64s. I don't know what that means, but I hope it doesn't mean that you have some big furnace that you throw Commodore gear into and make it all melt and destroy it. I wouldn't like that. I'm sure no one would like that, except for, of course, the people running the furnace, because they're probably getting paid for it, if there is indeed such a thing. Next up, Joachim Timan, something. Joachim from Montreal in Canada provides the first Canadian pin. Takawaka in Sydney, Australia says Robert is still the king. Let's see, who else have we got? We've got Cookie, John Cook, over in Manchester, England. Hi, John, how are you doing? Sidnot in Tasmania says commercial radio has got nothing on the takeaway. Well, thank you. Nino Arndt in Galten, near Aarhus in Denmark, says, great side, Jan. Got to love all the old C64 and Amiga remakes. Greetings from an old C64 demo musician. And it doesn't say anything else, so I was, of course, intrigued. So I googled around, and it turns out that Nino Arndt, not exactly a common name in Denmark, so it was quite easy to catch up on to find him. He went by the name Sulex in a group called Weird Science back in the day. If you're from Denmark and you've been into swapping things and games and demos on tape with your mates back in the day, you'll probably have heard the name before. Anyway, Sulex, or Arndt, Nino Arndt, composed on the C64 back in 88 and 89. Big Bri in Montreal provides the second Canadian pin, says, great podcast, listen to it on my commute into work, keep up the good work. Well, Bri, I hope I'll manage to do that, so thanks for that notice. Lubomir Bulai Katan in Ustechki, I've probably butchered that, provides the first Framer pin from the Czech Republic, so thanks for that. Hi to Alex Harris over in Oxford, and a special hi to Boto Mason, one of my mates from way back when, who one day googled around and thought he'd try and key my name and see what came up, so he managed to find his way over to the podcast, so very nice having you on board. Also from Denmark, there's a Flemming Christensen in Odense who says, music with a soul and a man with a message, keep up the good work. Who else have we got? Robin Elwin in East Durham in the UK says, I've been using my C64 since 1984 and it's still going strong. Love the show, C64 Radio on the Move. Kai Goschert in Stuttgart in Germany says it's like Slay Radio on steroids. Keep up the excellent work. Now, I've also, of course, got some email since I asked for it the last time around. So thanks to everyone who's been mailing in and everyone else. And just keep the feedback flowing. Rachel Lee in Malaysia writes, my name's Rachel, and I happened to come across the C64 Takeaway podcast while I was visiting Slay Radio for its Mastering Swedish segment. Anyway, I saw the notice of the podcasts, and I decided to check it out. I realized that they were C64 music, and I was wondering, what on earth are those? I looked them up, realized what they were, and thought, whoa, there's even a community dedicated to this, so I downloaded all 19 podcasts so far, listened to 9 already, and I say they are great. Thanks for the podcast, they're awesome, and thanks to you, I'm now hooked on Commodore 64 music. Muhahaha. We've now got another convert on our hands. Excellent. Next up, Johannes in Gothenburg, Sweden, mails in, says, you just have to tell the people out there in some show in the near future. I was waiting for the bus number 145 one morning when I was going to work here in Gothenburg. The bus pulled up and I stepped inside, and guess what? The bus driver was listening to your podcast. And I even recognized the episode as episode 14. Episode 15 came on just as I had to get off the bus. The driver was listening on small speakers, and I was sitting in the front, so I could hear the show as well. Isn't it amazing that even bus drivers are listening to C64 remixes at work? Keep up the good work, says Johannes. So, Mr. Bus Driver, if you're listening to this, crank up the volume and let the other passengers take part of your enjoyment of Commodore 64 tunes. Next up, Manish Yadav writes, "Hi Jan, I just wanted to tell you how much I love your podcast. You've got one smooth Dutch accent and you exude genuine enthusiasm. I have to agree with the feedback you got that talked about how great it is to hear another voice share in the joy of such specialized music. All the best, Manish." One little comment to that. I'll just have to add that. It says a smooth Dutch accent, and I'm actually Danish, so I've only been in Holland once, and I was passing through, so I didn't even get to touch down on Holland soil there. I think I was going on my way to Belgium to catch the ferry over to England. That was back in 84, and that was actually my very first trip to London, if you'll allow me to reminisce a bit here, because it turns out there's a connection. It was on that trip in 1984 that I bought my first, my first proper joystick, my Kempston Competition Pro 5000. This was, of course, before the Microswitch version. I've still got it, and it still works brilliant, so can't really destroy it. And oh, believe me, I've tried after a frustrating game of something or the other. So, great. Where was I? Oh, yeah, feedback. Sorry, got sidetracked a bit there. Casey Jones in Michigan, USA writes, "Kudos and curses. Great podcast. Thanks for introducing me to remixes. I'm converted." Haha, another conversion. "But curses too," continues Casey. "I have very limited time at the computer to listen to your show and no extra money to buy the CDs to listen away from the computer because I'm currently between assignments. Keep mixing up the remixes. My first purchase will eventually be Mackie's It's Binary Baby so I can crank up the volume on Glider Rider. Still catching up with the shows. Favorite so far is number 4. And this just goes to prove that how long I've been doing this. I can't remember anything about what number 4 is about. I suppose I'm getting old. And I'm getting a bit tired of talking now. My throat needs a little bit of water. So while I do that, I'll play you some more music. This is another track from the RKO upload queue. It's Daft Punk, Space or Chaos. Do or Die remix. It's really two remixes in one. While it starts out kind of mellow, it makes a hard turn towards some big fat beats about halfway in, giving remixes like Infamous and Hazel some friendly competition. Thank you. yeah. I don't know about you people, but I was certainly doing some chair dancing through that tune there. Brilliant stuff. It was, again, it was Daft Punk, Space of Chaos, the Do or Die remix. I'm currently sitting in the RKO upload queue. That's, of course, remix.qued.org. That's K-W-E-D. That's the site I run on, the site when I'm not busy working or taking care of stuff at home or doing whatever else I'm doing or podcasting about CC4 music even. Which is where I pull most of my source material, along with the numerous remix CDs that are out there and the other stuff that I get in through various channels. Right, it's almost time now to wind down and end this show, this 20th show. I can't believe I've managed to do 20 shows since June the 16th, which was when I had gone and done the first one. My new year's resolution is, of course, to either be weekly or bi-weekly, and who knows, maybe even crank that what's it called, a feed burner thing, daily check frequency, daily circulation, sorry, get that one permanently above 500, which of course I can't do without your help. So tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell people you meet in the street, tell bus drivers in Gothenburg to crank up the volume and get more people hooked on Commodore 64 remixes. The show site for this show, this C64 Takeaway, is of course at www.slayradio.org/podcast. That's slayradio.org/podcast, where you can of course find show notes and links to everything featured on today's show, as well as old shows and links to my favorite podcasts. You can email me at podcast@slayradio.org. You can add your pushpin to the Frapper map. That's at frappr.com/C64Takeaway. There's also a little link to that, of course, on the show site. If you've got anything else you want to say, either send me a voicemail on Gizmo Project, that's at C64Takeaway, all one word, and help spread the word, put your voto on podcastalley.com, and that's it really. And if you do that, I promise I'll keep broadcasting or podcasting these shows. Right. Time for the last tune for the evening. It's Bloomer Athena. This is Tigress Remix, version 2.0. If you're a regular on VGMix.com, you might have heard an earlier version of this mix. Stay tuned. I will see you guys next time. Take care and stay subscribed and all that. We'll be right back.
Yeah.